Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. John, some people are saying it's fizzling out this season.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. I thought that's where that was going.
Some people call me Maurice. You were called Morris, John. We know your name isn't.
We know it isn't.
We know your name is Rafa, of course.
Yeah.
Would you expect people to call you Maurice?
I can't remember the rest of the lyrics.
It's a bit like Angela Merkel, isn't it?
Yeah. Maurice or Morris? Maurice, obviously, a bit more sexy.
If anyone had a baby now and called it Morris, what would you say, John, when it came in?
Moz.
But it said, here's Morris. And not even the nice spelling, M-O-R-R-I-S. The other spelling, M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
No, he's always my favourite of the Bee Gees.
Which was he?
The guy in the hat
playing
the keyboards.
Nice. Yeah. I like the Bee. You can do the
Very
Bee Gees,
unstated.
Can't you?
I can do two of the Bee Gees.
Have we ever discussed how an odd way? I think we haven't. Just doing other podcasts we've ever done, doing them again. The way the Bee Gees sing is not pleasant, is it?
Well, everybody can sort of have a stab at Barry, but going up high, but not many people can do the Robin. I'm coming.
Do you think it started as a joke? Yeah, you did that silly one.
Everyone does that, but something's telling me.
You've got the other one.
I must go.
It's like someone doing a sheep talking.
He's going over a speed bump or something, yeah.
If you ever drive in and you go too far to the left hand side.
Right, when he's just dozing off. Oh, Jesus.
Those rumble strips that are there to keep you awake.
Just maybe that's how they do
that. That sounds good, but do that.
Very nice.
A blank week last week, John, of course.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
Not through choice, just through. We were both at work. I've finally moved, John.
You have?
I think it's been
big congratulations.
A 2-year process, as we know, and it's been a lot of complaining on this podcast that still trying to move. We have moved, so that was my reason for not being able to do the podcast last week. Was I had to get home.
Yes.
And we finally got at home.
We were at
you
Cheltenham.
Were in, and you were in Cheltenham. We were both in
both
Cheltenham.
At Cheltenham all last week. Somehow I haven't got the COVID.
We had a message. No, not yet. Unless we've got it now and we're giving it to each other, of course.
Of course.
In this small booth with only one set of headphones. We had a message from someone, it's a long time ago
blimey.
Who was also at Cheltenham.
Oh, it was John Greenwood.
John Greenwood, was
I
it, John?
It. Yeah, but was it John Greenwood 1
Foff
or 2?
Foff 18,
I
here
think
it is.
John Greenwood
Foff
1.
Foff 18 and Mrs. Foff 18 were also there, so you're excused, on the ice.
A nice picture.
John looking
of,
very, no tie, just shirt open there. Looks like he's cleaned his teeth and everything. He looks lovely, and there's Mrs. Greenwood.
John looks a little like John Pemberton.
need to see a picture of John Pemberton next to him. Is what I need to see. But on the Foff thing, John, you thought of something, didn't you? You were telling me about Foffs the other day.
It's not that's someone
that's
else.
Not, that's someone that's else.
John Pemberton. Look at him.
Oh, a touch of it.
A touch of Pemberton.
John Greenwood.
Like
a touch of the Pembertons. Ooh, I've got to go to the doctors. I've got a touch of the Pembertons. Oh, me Pembertons.
Now, look, if I
right
hold
in
your,
the Pembertons.
If I hold your phone next to...
Yeah. Well, it's a man with a white beard and greying salt and pepper hair.
Maybe I'll tweet this out. I've
okay,
just
lovely.
Got a little
well done.
Thing there.
Nearly.
There you go.
Nearly.
Not bad. I'm sorry, you were saying Foffs. Yes.
Foffs, John.
Franco Farrell.
May he rest in peace.
The OG Foff, when you think about it.
Frank O. Farrell. Is not what Foff means,
no.
But maybe, I don't know if it's what Frank would have wanted either. What do you think?
I saw Frank a few games,
mm-hmm.
Walked out behind him a few times.
Yeah.
Seemed like a very nice man. Never spoke to him.
Well, that's there, and there we are.
Not much of an anecdote.
That is
I'm
like,
sure there were more effusive.
I'm really hoping there were better Frank O. Farrell. If that's the one they
it's
use...
better than nothing, though, isn't it?
If that's the one they use, John...
Yeah.
Then when I die...
There's been a big problem,
when I
there?
Die, right, and they ask you for a quote on me, can you say, I met him once or twice, I never spoke to him.
Seemed nice. Unless there's a big problem, there will hopefully be better tributes.
You'd hope, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what if there aren't? What if that's the life he led? You know, all the stuff about following Matt Busby into Manchester United.
Yeah.
All those things. And it's all forgotten just for your one that...
I've got a really good... I'm assured it's really good yeah. about...
Well, this guy's a big talkie fan. He's got a podcast. He works at TalkSport. He knows an awful lot about Talkie United. This is bound to be a good one.
Anyway, please fuck.
It turns out to be I just followed him, went walked behind him a couple...
Okay, hello. Not to get too talky too early,
oh,
which we never like to do.
It's not a talky podcast, John.
This is not a talky podcast. But on the TalkSport show earlier on, you ended up mentioning Mike Bates and Algernon.
Yes, of course,
which, for those who are uninitiated, the former talky chairman of the 90s and early 2000s, who had a puppet.
Had a ventriloquist doll, a dummy.
After you mentioned him, I Googled him because I knew of the story, but I'd never actually seen a picture of Algernon.
Yeah.
And it came up with a news article.
It
came up with a news article from 1996.
It's great that I've read that. Yeah, it's very good.
It contains this paragraph about Algernon.
I met him once or twice. He didn't seem to say much.
Walked out behind him.
Walked out behind him.
Seemed like a nice place.
Is that what it was?
The highlight of Algernon's career so far was when he headbutted John the Bell Bartlett, a fanatical talkie supporter, after a heated argument about the 4-3-3 system. Algernon had his papier-mâché nose broken in three places.
Gosh.
He headbutted John Bartlett.
John the Bell. Ding, 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 come on, you yellows. Wow.
Went for him.
Well, I mean, look, who knows? I wonder if John's still around. But very talkie heavy already.
That was
John.
A bit talkie.
Very,
every time
very,
you hear
very,
the words
very
John
in.
Bartlett, you know that we've gone nuclear.
It's too talkie.
Well, we went
I never met him. I did walk round behind
beyond.
Him a couple of times. It's the National League Football Podcast, John.
Yes.
And there's been loads of National League. What was I going to ask you about the National League? Do you think it's fizzling out? No, because it's only because Talkie aren't involved yet.
It feels like a nothing season, this one, doesn't
so
it?
So far.
Yeah.
It was like a very boring season. But I'm sure if you're Stockport County or Halifax...
They might win the league, but no one will remember it. Not like last season. Last season was a very exciting season.
Still not over it.
Dull season.
John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out. Come on. So, we have National League news to catch up on Saturday, obviously. Very much a dull weekend for Torquay United. Not the
Did
best.
Did we play? I don't know if we even played.
I think we played... I vaguely remember following it, but I'm sure we'll catch up on that. There was also, in another scheduling error, a full programme on Tuesday night, as we sit here recording this at 4:15 on Tuesday.
We have to do it on Tuesdays.
It's the only option, isn't it?
It's our only option, so we either don't do it, or we do, where we try and predict the scores.
There will be some people then who go, well, don't do it then.
Wow. Well, those people shouldn't
listen.
Those
people can shove off, quite frankly. So, yes, we have got... So maybe we should... As ever,
We'll predict it is loads feature. Of games. It is a full card.
Is this a mistake?
Oh, this is a huge mistake, John. It's a full card of National League. We could do this. We can't do this on a Wednesday. If we do on a Thursday, we won't get it out.
No. Maybe we'll just record different. Wow, what about Altrincham?
Whoa, yeah, we could just do that. Hey, what about Dagenham and Redbridge
Altrincham
beating
Chesterfield?
Away?
And Altrincham lost to Chesterfield. Do it like that. Several options.
Do it that way.
And I'll put it together.
Take a lot of editing.
Could
you
be
doing
a
that. We don't want to do that.
Job,
I'm assuming there's some letters, John.
We've got a ton of letters.
Who are we hearing from later on? Which guest?
Paul Cook.
Paul Cook.
We mentioned it in the afternoon. I stuck it on the list.
Get it on your list.
And it's Paul Cook. He's been sitting in for Steve Wright on Radio 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, lovely.
Taking you through a lively. Every time.
Lovely.
Yeah, he's been taking you through the afternoons with a lively mix of music and chat.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So we'll hear a little snippet of that I downloaded from the BBC Sounds app, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. Right, come on then, John. Let's kick on. Because you want to get out of here in quarter two. Is that, are you allowed to say that on a podcast? I don't know.
I think so, no.
Not like we're rushing it on.
But come on. God's sake. Right, let's go back to Saturday.
Let's go back
League.
To Saturday.
Come on, let's
come on
find
now.
Out what happened. This will be a surprise to me as much as anybody else.
Right, John. Aldershot 0, Kings Lynn Town 3.
I did know about this. I did see
okay.
this. What a shocker for Aldershot.
Great, isn't it?
They're in the mud again, aren't they?
I love it. If only it was happened a little bit earlier. And Kings Lynn could catch them, but I don't think so. Or Weymouth could catch them.
It would make my year if Aldershot went down. I would
be
would
pretty good.
Like it to happen.
But it would need Weymouth to beat Torquay United on Saturday, to be honest, for it to have any chance of happening.
If we don't beat Aldershot tonight, I'm happy to just...
Are you? Fall on your sword.
That's it. Season over. Weymouth. Had the points, relegate Aldershot, please.
Oh yeah, I don't think I agree with
no.
you. I think I wanna just win as many games as possible. Barnet 0, Woking 2.
Yeah, Woking.
Did we just play Barnet when they were like had their small patch of form?
And a little patch of form. He's done a good job, Brennan. He's actually being linked with the Woking job,
good.
I see.
Yeah,
Dean
good.
Brennan, the Barnet manager.
Be a good fit.
He's not done a bad job there. He's picked up some points, got him to safety. But yeah, Woking again, another fizzler. For Woking there really this season. It's all fizzling out,
but they're not going down, are they? So, you know.
They're not.
Are
again,
they?
They're unfortunately.
Not. Maybe next season we can but hope. go on.
Bournemouth 0, Grimsby 0. Come on.
Bournemouth 0, Grimsby 0. I mean, imagine going to that.
The Bournemouth Arts, they're not
they're dropping.
Doing it, but
they're one
dropping.
Of the ones dropping. Bournemouth and Bromley are dropping, John.
Yeah.
If we're going to catch anybody... going to be Bournemouth or Bromley.
Oh, I don't think we're going to catch them.
If we're going to, Aaron Downs has
sneak
said,
into
if
seventh,
we can be but... within single figures with 10 games to go, there's a chance. And you have to agree, John. You have to agree.
They are actually, they've played a few games less, Bournemouth. But
yeah.
You're right, yeah, they
58,
are.
58, we are on 47.
I thought they were higher than they were, actually, to be
lot,
fair.
Still quite a lot. And we've played, two more games than Bournemouth.
Yeah, well...
I mean, it really is...
It could be Notts County. It could be.
Could be a Gary Time promotion push.
If we knock Notts County out of the playoffs.
We win every game now, between now and the end of the season. 30
Sweet
points, John.
It's very, very unlikely.
Unlikely, but you never know. If we get, we got O.P. Edwards back to me, you know? I mean, I don't know how we played Saturday.
Yeah.
Sound
good. Amazing.
Imagine if we got someone else. That was a surprise. There might be some more surprises in store.
You never know. Bromley 0, Wrexham 0. Again, just... And nothing was up, but probably not a bad result for Wrexham. Bromley are solid, hard
messaged,
to beat.
Rob Ryan Red, our Wrexham friends, and they said it was a truly, truly awful game.
It sounds it.
Absolutely terrible game.
That's so, Bromley all over, isn't it?
There we are.
Typical.
Yep.
Chesterfield 1, Maidenhead 0.
Maidenhead, you never know what you're going to get with Maidenhead, do you?
You just don't.
Chesterfield hanging in there, John.
Chesterfield hanging in there. Maidenhead still down there, but again, you'd think probably just about safe.
They're safe.
Dagenham 1, Notts County 2. So Notts County finally getting the win after a wretched run of form.
Sweaty Notts County fans. They always come and find us when they've had a win because I'm often tweeting monorail at them. Because they've been sold a monorail with Ian.
Very much.
And it's really, and them retweeting it when
that's
they win
the
is just digging their own monorail in Simpsons episode is fantastic when he turns up and sells them a monorail. I think we've discussed this.
We have Lyle Lanley.
Larry is Lyle Lanley. And something that, and it really is the smell of Ian Birchnell.
It is.
You're listening to the smell of Ian Birchnell.
For Christmas, why not get the smell of Ian Birchnell?
Lovely. It's, smells of third phase penetration.
Dover nil, Yeovil 2. Nothing back, but that officially relegated Dover.
Shugunk.
They're gone. Kudund, goodbye.
Official.
See Shugunk. Ya.
Bye-bye. Sent down by the Yeovil. You've been sent down by the Yeovil.
That's for last season, taking our 3 points back, you
I know. Imagine, anyway, look. I can't.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Wonder how they'll get on in the National League South next year, John.
Down at Crabble.
I did enjoy it. I have a newfound fondness for Dover because...
I'll never forget 3 points.
Look, there's many things we can talk about last season, but we have to let it go. As we've discussed.
Still.
Yeovil Town. Yeovilton. FC Halifax. I've had 5 wins in a row.
Speaking of Dover, it was great to see John Pemberton take over at P&O Ferries.
Oh, yes.
Why don't we do that?
Oh. It's a lovely job. Being put in charge of recruitment. For P&O Ferries. That's a disgraceful situation. They're employing people on £1.80 an hour now,
I know.
John.
I wouldn't get one of those ferries now, to be honest.
Never, ever in my life. Okay, FC Halifax took them. It was always good. Yeah. I wish I'd put money on Billy Waters to score. I didn't.
Easiest money, printing money.
No, I had the easiest money of all time and I won it on Saturday, which was I bet on Stockport County to win at half time.
When they were losing 2-0 to Wields.
I said they will still win this game.
Lovely.
£150, John. I was very pleased.
Although, speaking of betting, that was my best Cheltenham moment, as I picked out a 40-1 winner in the 5:30 race on whatever day it was, because it was wearing yellow and blue.
Get in.
I'd had a bad day and I thought, 5:30, I'm going for it. Yellow and blue. It flipping won at 40-1.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
I did try and do a Talk United themed bet, Acker, didn't I? This is not a betting podcast.
It's not.
Don't bet.
No,
let's
don't
not
bet.
Talk about it. FC Halifax Town 2, Torquay United 0.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was always going to happen. To be honest, I mean, it sounded like we were amazing first half, but couldn't put the ball in the net.
No.
And that's been the problem all season, and we should have probably got another recognised striker in the building.
When Sinclair went, absolutely. Yeah.
Solihull Moors 5, Easley 3, topsy-turvy game.
What a game.
I mean, I doubt Neil Ardley will ever have seen the like. Are these 5 goals?
Southend 2, Altrincham 0, so Gene, get back in touch now.
Can get in touch now because he's not the Gene Elchingham over. Gene Foff of the Year has not been on that note. Tea towels, John.
Yes.
Jesus, dug ourselves a hole.
We're very busy. Incredibly busy.
Got a lot on. I will try and do it by the end of the season.
If you're that bothered, make your own tea towels.
John.
Does anyone really want them?
I mean, people do with T-shirts. We promised.
Another thing to clog up
Look,
the house, isn't
it? If there's anything we are good at, it's over. Promising and under-delivering.
It's one of those things we open the drawer and go, what the hell? When did I buy what the hell's that?
There might be a tea towel at some point. Let's hope. Big talk, wasn't it? Stockport 4, Wealdstone 2. As I said, I bet on that at half-time.
Wealdstone 2-0 up at half-time.
They bought Paddy Madden on. Was it Paddy Madden? No, Scott Quigley on.
Quiggers.
Which, you wonder why he wasn't on in the first place, unless they're trying to rest him.
He didn't score, did he?
Thought they were going to walk it. I know, but he obviously caused trouble for everyone else to score.
He scored his goals for the season, we know.
He has. Quigley's scored his goals for the season. There we are. I think Wrexham lost their keeper Saturday, didn't they? Their main keeper. I think Dibble had to come on for their...
Oh, did he?
I think he's broken his wrist or something. It's about to the end of the season. I mean, this is a half-remembered... You're listening to half-remembered National League news.
Charlie Bember's half-remembered news. Charlie Baker's half-remembered, that's what
Charlie Bember half-remembers is a Viz character.
Yes.
What do you want Charlie Bember to half-remember? Second World War. Well, I think they invaded
1930,
Poland. Poland in the 30s it was first, I think.
30s.
And it went on to somewhere in the mid-40s somewhere. And
Russia...
Can't remember the dude's name.
Grads.
Winston something. And he said they'll fight them on, I don't know. They said they'd fight them somewhere. And there was there was one special day. And they all ended up on the beaches. And
there's the whole thing with crossing the Rhine. And
I mean, look, there we are. That was Charlie Bember.
Charlie Bember.
Half remembers. New feature.
There we go.
Lovely, isn't it?
Let's take that on. Is that the it, list.
John? Right, let's predict tonight's scores, John.
I always enjoy doing this, even though I never ever check them.
Altrincham Chesterfield, John. I'm going to go a Chesterfield win.
Yeah, 2-0.
2-0. Eastleigh Dagenham. I'm going to go Dagenham win.
I say draw. 2-2.
Okay. Grimsby Solihull Moors. I'm going to go Grimsby win here.
Yeah, I think a 2-1.
Kings Lynn Stockport. I'm going to a massive Stockport win.
I think not as big as 2-0 Stockport.
Okay. Maidenhead v South End. Who can call that?
Could be anything. Though. I'll say South End win 2-1.
I can't call that. I'm going to say a 2-2 draw. Notts County, Boreham Wood. Who can call that? That's a toughie. All. I'm going to go Boreham Wood win. Torquay Aldershot. I'm going to say 5-0 to Torquay United.
I will say 2-0.
Woking v Weymouth. Meh. All.
I feel like Weymouth might sneak a win.
You think?
Yeah.
Interesting. Rex, I'm going to say a Woking win, 2-0. Wrexham v Halifax. Interesting. I'm going to say a Halifax win.
Okay. Wrexham win, 1-0.
Okay. Yeovil Bromley, I'm going to say a draw.
Say Bromley win.
Okay.
1-0.
There it is. That's it. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, John.
Sorry, I jumped in because I...
Yeah, you go for it.
I went for it. I don't like to upset
your podcast.
The equilibrium of
it's your
things.
Podcast,
it's not what
John.
People expect.
You are a 50% stakeholder.
Paul Cook has been a surprise booking on Radio 2 this week.
Really? Stepping in for who?
Steve Wright.
Okay.
In the afternoon, Steve Wright.
Not doing Popmaster?
No, he's not doing Popmaster. I think that's next time.
Okay.
Getting in for Popmaster.
Doing Travel with Sally Traffic?
Sally Traffic. Lynn
Bobby
Bowles.
Pryor.
Is Lynn Bowles still there?
Lynn Bowles.
Does she?
Does she?
That's a good question.
That's nice.
Anyway, Paul Cook's been filling in for Steve Wright.
Thank goodness for that.
And I've downloaded a bit of it so we can hear.
Oh, let's hear it.
Here
I'm
we
interested
go.
To hear it because I'm always on in the afternoon. So.
Well, this is true.
88 to 91 FM.
Paul Cook,
BBC Radio 2.
Okay, a very good afternoon. It's Paul Cook here in the afternoon on Radio 2. In for Steve Wright. We got some Steely Dan on the way. A bit of Lighthouse Family. The one that's new to two from Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. A track called Empire State of Mind. We'll do some factoids of my special guests. A Doctor Who's Jodie Whittaker and Chesterfield's Joe Quigley. But first, it's Barry Manilow.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl. Fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love.
Copa Cabana by Barry Manilow there. This is Paul Cook in the afternoon on Radio 2. A very happy anniversary from Roger Stevens to his wife Jan. From Midhurst in West Sussex, they're celebrating 60 fantastic years together today! Roger says he loves Jan very much and would love us to play anything by Rage Against the Machine. We'll do that for you next, but first it's time for some factoids.
Woo-hoo!
Now the old woman is no longer with us, but we do have the old manager, James Rowe. So good afternoon, James. Why don't you kick us off?
Did you know it's possible for a human to bite another human's nose clean off with one bite if done in the correct way?
I did not know that, James. Did you know Stockport's Paddy Madden has never scored from further out than 3 yards throughout his entire career? It makes sense now you hear it, doesn't it? Anyway, there's your factoids. We're chatting to Aldershot's Mark Molesley very shortly. Have we got some music to play from the Average White Band? Good afternoon, it's Paul Cook here on Radio 2!
Quite a stressful listen, isn't
it's
it?
It's quite stressful, isn't it? You don't know where he's going next.
Have a gulp of water. I'm really sorry.
You don't know where he's going next,
yeah.
Do you?
It's quite unpredictable.
I'm pleased he's got... I don't know. He must have training in the morning and then get there in the afternoon.
He's quite a handy DJ, though.
No, he's very good at
He got in and out of the junctions.
Spyrites FM. Isn't it? There we are.
Look, that's one thing. Let's see if you can handle Popmaster.
Exactly. You're listening to The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
many letters, John?
Yes.
Wowza.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Get in. Okay, let's go through them then.
See if we can
get
through
good?
Them.
Let's see, John. Let we don't be the judge of that.
Claire James.
Okay, Claire.
The moment I met you, I swear.
Awesome. Have I said it before? I find this song's really great, and then the lyrics are like, "Will you marry me, Uncle Ray?" Oh. And then you go a bit.
Of course.
You marry me, Uncle Ray.
Claire,
the
you're my niece.
I met you, I swear.
You're my niece, of course, Claire. It's like we can't get married, of course, unless you're my step niece.
If you do want to get married, maybe host the Grosvenor Hotel.
John, what does Claire have to say for herself? Oh my word!
Going to listen to that tonight, TFC Radio.
Oh my word!
Hashtag Ray on comms.
Oh my word! Ray on comms. #3 points.
Claire James says, "Dear John and Charlie, on the subject of Torquay United's chances of the playoffs this season, I had written them off completely after all the recent draws."
Is Claire a foff, John?
Pass. Oh. I think so. I think she is.
How many letters has Claire sent in?
I think she's a foff. Trust me on this.
If you do write.
Guys.
If you do write.
Trust me on this.
Trust John. John's in charge of ordering tea towels.
I've got
just let him.
All right. Just trust me on this, please.
Okay.
However, after listening to last week's podcast, episode 173, I had a dream that night that Torquay just scraped into seventh.
Ooh, you never know.
What a dull dream.
No, come on. Imagine that last day of the season, John.
Unfortunately,
away at Southend.
In my dream, have you had a dream about winning the title? And unfortunately, in my dream, all three playoff games we were to face took place on one marathon day at Wembley.
That would be the way to do it.
This was obviously a ridiculous setup, and Torquay lost 3-1 to Bromley in the second game, and the players exhausted from the first game that morning. Potentially an omen, says Claire.
Well, you never know.
Well,
could be.
The National League has made some odd decisions in the past.
I would fancy Fancy we'd beat Bromley in the playoffs.
I reckon we would.
Definitely. I think if we've got playoffs... chance.
Bromley, we're coming for you.
Look, we've got to win tonight and Saturday first. Is that it?
That's from Claire.
On the ice, Claire. Lovely ice, Claire. Letter. Thank you very much.
Just confirm for us, but I'm pretty sure. It's just
if you're not, Claire, a little bit of an amnesty on letting us know if you
we'll
are
We'll let
a
this one slide. Jules Nixon.
On the ice,
on
Jules.
On the ice, Jules. FOF 54. This is how long ago it's been since
we've
done
a podcast.
I will just
say, I tweeted this morning about having a coffee.
I saw it at the Pumpkin
and
Cafe.
Jules. right. Jules suggested I have a pint of cider while I wait for these coffee to cool down.
Jules, we haven't all got your constitution,
it's
mate.
It's a life choice. It's obviously a life choice, you know.
What time is it, about 10 o'clock this morning?
Game recognised game.
10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Swifty.
Swift cider. Well, lovely. Go on.
Jules, this is how long it's been since we did a podcast. This is a report from King's Lynn.
Oh.
How long ago was that?
Give us selected highlights,
John. Should I pre see it?
Yeah.
He says, King's Lynn Way, what a wonderful day. Although a horrible place to get to, I must say I had a wonderful day.
Oh, that's nice.
Double wonderful days.
Lovely.
There from Jules.
Is it a song he's written?
What's the sound of it?
He's rhymed wonderful day with wonderful day.
Seeing such places as Shingay Cum Wendy.
All right. Lucky Wendy.
New flavours of cider. He's had a new cider, Jules. Pink grapefruit spiced apple, which can be drunk hot. Ooh. Whilst Alan Wills navigated the Norfolk Reds. We get a lot of... I think there's a travel programming, Alan and Jules travels around the National
travels
League.
With my... Alan and Jules, you should start your own podcast.
I think I'd
travels with Alan and Jules.
Yeah.
All you need is a little recorder.
Yeah.
And learn London. London Bridge is falling down. That's what we record on.
In the round.
In the round. A descant. Do you do the descant, Jules?
Maybe
do it.
Hours passed by.
Have a little go.
Jules also says he saw two magpies on the walk to the stadium.
That's
so
lucky.
That's one for sorrow, two for joy, isn't it?
Two for joy. Lucky joy.
Only a few minutes later, I can assume it was a few linnets that shat all over Alan.
Oh.
It was on his arm, leg and hood and
imagine
maybe in the
eye.
Imagine
that bit on the podcast when Alan got shat on. It'd be a classic episode.
It's a good bit of fun, isn't
People
it?
People couldn't buy that.
Everyone's going, did he... The water cooler moment. Guys, please tell me.
Alan and Jules
Alan.
On the road.
Alan got shot. I heard it.
The best episode will be when Jules has to drive home.
After one of his hot pineapple ciders. Swerving.
He killed four people. Is he not drinking on trains anymore? No. He's in jail. He's in jail.
Belmarsh.
Anyway,
oh,
come on.
Also, Jules says, at the end of the day, obviously they won. And It's not a betting podcast, but he did cash out his accumulator for £322.
We've got to stop talking about betting because we're all talking about betting. I think it's to try betting. And make the season interesting.
It's a bit of a post-Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Too much betting. Anyway, well, Jules, a bit of a pricey,
hey,
but thank you
Jules
very much.
Jules and Alan, start Travels with Alan.
I love that.
Travels with Alan and Jules.
Yeah.
Would be great. Little selected highlights of the day. You know, pray that Alan gets shat on again just to try and replace that as a bit of content. Lovely. On the ice to you, has Jules got a FOF number?
FOF 54.
Oh, of course. Not
Colin
really.
James.
Here
says,
he is.
Dear
on the
Charlie
ice, Cole.
And John, FOF 50 Colin James. I've just been sipping my morning coffee and reading the paper, and I'm overcome with sadness at the news that poor old Chelsea can't afford their private jet to take them up to Middlesbrough. That was at the
Premier
the
League
weekend, wasn't it?
Talk. Premier League chat.
As the Premier League has been so generous in passing down crumbs to the National League, wouldn't it be nice if some of our team coaches could meet them at Trail Services and buy them a Greggs for lunch on the ice, Colin James?
On the ice, a nice idea of like paying it forward.
He also says, my daughter Claire, we just heard from Claire, and I'm thinking is about heading to Playmore for the Notts County game. However, there's nothing like losing to the likes of Torquay to end a managerial career. Could this be one of those moments?
No, I think he's probably Ian, yes. Ian.
I think for Ian.
If Ian loses tonight and then loses Saturday, then maybe. But he's never got one over on Gary. He's never beaten him.
Gary's is very much his bet noir.
I've got a feeling that Kyle Cameron will be trying to come back for that game.
Yeah. Get them all out, won't they? The main, Frankie Vincent.
Imagine
Harry Arthur.
Imagine having the main, right? Aaron the main, and not playing him. What a terrible manager.
Signed Harry Arthur.
Oh, no, that's amazing. That might be the difference, actually.
Maybe he's not fit. And let's not forget Ross, what was it, Ross McCormack at Aldershot.
Oh, yes.
That went well.
That didn't go well either. Lovely letter on the ice to you. What's his name?
Who was it? Colin.
Colin. Yes, Colin.
Dave Haley and the Comets.
Hey! 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
Sorry, I was getting on the bass. Dave Haley. We're going to do the whole song. I've got 3 minutes later.
Just the basic 12-bar blues bass line, John. That's
three chords. Chord one, chord four, chord five.
Okay.
There you go. We music fans.
All the music fans there.
Dave Haley says, on the ice, chaps. Hope you're enjoying Cheltenham. We were.
The point
that you emailed this.
Thank you, Dave. Very kind.
Another one about Chelsea. I've been heartily enjoying watching actions and making acquaintance with consequences at Stamford Bridge.
Not
a Premier League podcast. Confident that no such matters would ever trouble the National League. But then I had a wobble. What if there wasn't such a gulf between the likes of Chelsea and my own club, Torquay? Are we a Torquay podcast? I don't think we are. So I took a look at how Torquay United's past mirrors that of Chelsea's.
Okay, lovely.
Both clubs funded by state collusion in exploiting the general public. Oil, in Chelsea's case, National Lottery in Torquay's.
Did we? Really? What did we pay for with the lottery? Oh, no, right, yeah.
But this is
he
very
won the lottery, didn't he? Bristow won the lottery, yeah.
Sports washing, Chelsea. Sports kit washing, Sparkwell.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. That's very nice.
That's very good. Number three, managers driving the team bus. Obviously, Tuchel did that. Kevin Nicholson.
Kevin Nicholson, yeah.
Give him a few pointers.
Lovely.
And number four, sponsorship withdrawal leading to righteous fan fury. Remember when we had to smash every mod deck window in the Bay Area? I don't think it did anything of the sort, actually, Dave.
The Lorna Window Stadium disappeared pretty quickly, didn't it?
Having investigated with, if anything, more rigour than was done when Abramovich took over, I don't think we're at immediate risk of sanctions, but there are some grey areas. Let's hope the UN's gaze remains elsewhere.
Good luck
with the horses, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. On the ice, you
P.S.
were lovely.
P.S. My nickname at school was Bill. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Yeah, that'll do.
You'd like to do us to do the bass line of a particular song, then let us know.
But only rock and roll.
Only rock and roll. It's basically the same one.
That'll be in the live show.
Yeah, lovely, yes.
Did it air double bass?
Sean Pritchard. Lovely. Hey, Sean.
Just had to make sure I nailed the pronunciation. Right. On the ice, gents.
On the ice, to you.
Says Sean. He says he did let out a bloody hell when he found out there wouldn't be an episode released last
bloody
week.
Bloody hell.
As mentioned in a previous letter, I only started listening to the podcast. This is Sean, by the way. I only started listening to the podcast last year. And there's one question I've been meaning to ask ever since. It's probably been addressed in one of last season's episodes before I started listening, so apologies if so. I've listened to some episodes during this campaign, but, spoiler alert, this was last season, I found it as traumatic as an experience as rewatching the latest Bond film. So here it is. The question is this. I appreciate this is a National League podcast, but if Torquay were promoted to League Two, what would you do?
What do you mean, what would we do?
Would we keep going?
Well, we can't discuss it.
Immaterial.
It's immaterial.
And I don't think we'll be a problem the next season either.
Can't discuss it.
I think we can guarantee right now.
We can't discuss it. Well, we did discuss it, John, because we were in the one kick away from going into.
I think that was the first thing we said on the stairs at Ashton Gates. We left that. Hey, at least we're back next year.
Yes.
He says, would you stick to your principles and keep on presenting
the national
obsession?
You've sent me down a well now. Thank you, Sean, for this letter. You've sent me down a well of what might have been.
I know.
Never think what might have been. Always try and move forwards in your life.
Basically, would we keep going or would we make it EFL related?
Who knows?
Immaterial.
Immaterial.
Sean.
Is it a moot point? Is that what you call it, John?
I'd gone about 8 hours without thinking about
Ashton Gate. Yes, thank you very much.
Gates. Although we slightly back there again.
Paul brought up Ashton Gate earlier on, just the stadium, and I was back there.
We're talking about Euro 28, weren't we? And they said, oh, Ashton Gate could be a venue. Nah. Oh,
shut up!
For goodness sake. So actually, no, it was, what, 3 hours without thinking about
it? Exactly. There we are.
Now I'm there again.
Is that it on the ice, Sean?
Two more.
How many letters has Sean sent?
Oh!
John.
Here's
got a little thing. Have you got a little spreadsheet there, have you?
That's number two.
What? One more, Sean.
Come on, Sean.
Get your FOF number.
Spreading them out.
Fantastic.
John Greenwood 2.
Oh, on the ice, John.
51, Area 51. It's a shame you couldn't make the game at Halifax. He's a Shaman fan.
Oh, lovely.
John. Very following, nice. But here's a brief report and
he's
a few observations.
Good,
the first half,
shame, isn't
it? It was. The first half was a tactical masterclass from Gary Johnson, not allowing us to play out from the back, nullifying any threat we had and winning every second ball. The best I've seen at the Shea this season.
Oh.
Second half, not sure what happened, but you allowed us to play and we took advantage. Billy Waters was always going to score in this game. Apologies for the goal celebration music. Apologies for Sweet Caroline. Great goals following on the long trip north at the Shaman. Regards,
what did
John.
Happen,
thank you, John. Thanks for the match
what
report.
What did happen in the second half?
They just didn't come out, did they? Pete Wilde had done his homework.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? He's good. I think he'll get a league job.
You reckon?
Soon, I think. Lovely stuff. On the ICU. Thank you very much for that. Is he a fourth, John?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
Area 51.
Smashing.
And finally,
last one.
Chris Ballard. Rising Ballards.
Yes. Rising Bollards. The Ballard Centre used to be a place in Plymouth, John. Where we used to rehearse when I was at Plymouth as a kid doing shows. Oliver, I did, Dick Whittington, the pantomime, amongst others. We used to rehearse in the Ballard Centre.
There
so
you go.
Chris Ballard Centre.
Chris says, I'm writing this on the Monday after it was all but confirmed that Torquay will not be in the playoff shake-up.
Mm,
I think
well,
we all knew it was coming, but typical Torquay next season, perhaps. It's going to be very weird having 10 or so games without any sort of danger and or excitement. This must be what it feels like to support Dover. Well, plenty of excitement for the wrong reason. Anyway, the point of this message is to preemptively congratulate Stockport on their imminent demotion to the Football League. Please note that I'm very much not congratulating Dave Challoner. The playoffs will be a terrifying place. And is anybody's guess who will emerge victorious? Will it be Wrexham, the frost-covered charging Chesterfield, not to everybody's taste county? My preference is for FC Halifax, the team that keeps flying under the radar despite them being there from the very beginning.
Maybe.
So, yeah, thank you very much, Chris.
Who do you think, John, is going to win the playoffs? We've said it before. We said Wrexham would win the league. But
I think Wrexham.
I think Wrexham will win the playoffs as well, John, because I think they'll have too much. Well, you know, Wimbledon have not won since Ollie Palmer left them.
I do know that.
Okay, we both read the same tweet.
Yes.
Very, very good. Is that all the letters, John?
That's your lot.
How do people send us a letter?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Very nice. And at, what are we? At Natobs
Pod.
What are we called? At Natobs Pod on the Twitter.
That's it, isn't it?
That's it, John, is it?
I've got to go.
You've got to go. Let's get out of here. John needs to go. Thanks so much for all your letters. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the nice texts and tweets. We love your correspondence.
Yes.
Come on, you yellows. Come on all the National League teams, except a couple of them, and a couple of the managers and a few of the players. But other than that, good luck to all of them on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.